The Navy is in the very early stages of a program that aims to replace a hodgepodge of information technology supporting its public shipyards and, well, everything else having to do with ship maintenance. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has the details.
The project, which at least for the time being is being called Navy Maritime Maintenance Enterprise Solution Technical Refresh, is likely to result in a large IT procurement, but it's still too early to say what sort of solution the Navy will land on. What is certain is that the project is long overdue. It'll replace more than 100 systems and applications which currently handle ship maintenance, many of which date to the 1960s. At least one was designed by the late Rear Admiral Grace Hopper, the computer scientist who pioneered much of the department's earliest thinking about computers. Bruce Urban is the program manager for NMMESTR.
We have systems that are that old that we are using to maintain our fleet. And so it's a suite of IT systems, and I use the term systems kind of loosely. Some of them are spreadsheets, but that's the suite of tools that we have today that over time were developed in very stovepipe fashions by various maintenance organizations, never designed or built to interoperate, and they're, old 60s, 70s technology, so as you may imagine, their aging and ability to keep them in operations and cyber secure. The shipyards, our maintenance community is very dependent on this IT capability, and yet it's harder and harder to keep it up. It's a growing concern within the Navy that we won't be able to keep the IT going. We'll start to have systems fail, and then worried about the impact that will have on fleet readiness and getting ships ready to deploy.
A replacement enterprise IT platform could potentially be asked to handle everything the Navy's shore-based maintenance systems manage now, from scheduling repair availabilities at individual yards to securing spare parts, financial management, workforce planning, and dozens of other functions. It could encompass every phase of ship maintenance, from initial planning to the final closeout of an individual contract. The Navy is still in the process of standing up a program management office to manage the procurement. Until that's completed, Urban's two-person office, PMS 444, is in market research mode. It's held one small industry day so far, last summer at the Washington Navy Yard, but plans to do more as it continues to plan the project.
They range from, things that we need to do as a PMO and manage what's likely to be a sizable program, to some of the technology areas, which, no surprise, they're business system related. And while it's premature to say, talk about what solutions are, what the solution set looks like, I can tell you that we are, looking, like many of our existing and emerging business systems, we're looking to the commercial marketplace for the solution. So we want to come to industry and see what's out there, and that's a lot what our market research is focusing on right now, is figuring out what's out there that can meet the requirement set that we have, and we try to figure out how to piece this together for the Navy to deliver a good solution.
In the meantime, the Navy has already done some work to consolidate its legacy shipyard systems as preparatory steps to NMMESTR. That activity is mostly focused on standardizing the data those systems use, making sure they're audit ready, and consolidating some of the 28 enterprise systems the Navy currently uses for maintenance.
That's a middle step that we're taking right now, really to consolidate. It's consolidation and convergence of the legacy systems. It's rehosting in many cases, and it really syncs up nicely with data center consolidation to bring systems that are hosted, in a distributed fashion together, and where we can enhance interoperability, we're doing that. And that's in process of rolling out right now, that's being delivered in three phases, three increments, if you will. But that's going on right now as we speak. And then we are, in the meanwhile, giving birth to this program office, PMS 444, to attack the future problem of, how do we solve that for the future and come up with a new tool set that'll carry the maintenance community into the future.
The Navy plans to begin development work around the 2018 timeframe. The project will be a joint effort between the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command and the Naval Sea Systems Command.
What's interesting about this program office and unique is that it is a, as far as I can tell, first of its kind in that it's a blended PMO between SPAWAR community and NAVC. NAVC and specifically NAVC-04 representing the maintenance equity, that's really in their swim lane for the fleet. And then SPAWAR and bringing the IT piece, the IT cybersecurity and IT tech authority piece, all under the acquisition umbrella of PEO EIS, you know, up through the acquisition chain of command to ASN RDA. So it's a unique situation, and we're just launching into that now to get the program office stood up and staffed.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.